United Nations Radio and the former Yugoslavia hear their reports for Friday, May the 26th. I'm David Ballam. NATO's fighter planes have launched airstrikes on Bosnian Serb targets for the second day running. The target was again an ammunition dump near Bosnian Serb headquarters in Pale, close to Sarajevo. NATO Commander Admiral Leighton Smith told reporters 12 aircraft were involved in the airstrike and damaged or destroyed all six of the bunkers they targeted. The air action again came after a request from the Special Representative of the Secretary-General, Yasushi Akashi. UN spokesman Fred Eckhart read a statement by Mr. Akashi saying the second airstrike was called after the Serbs continued to shell Sarajevo and other UN-declared safe areas in Bosnia.
After carefully weighing these latest serious developments, I decided that I have no alternative but to respond to this dangerous situation that threatens the entire peace process. Therefore, this morning, at 0800 hours, I took the decision to authorize further air action by NATO, which now has resulted in the destruction of six additional bunkers at the Pale depot. It is imperative that it be clearly understood that the purpose of these actions is to restore the integrity of the Sarajevo Heavy Weapons Agreement and respect for the safety of civilians, so that the political process can be resumed.
The most serious of yesterday's Serb attacks took place in the northern city of Tuzla, which is one of the six safe areas. Several shells were fired at the UN-controlled airport and into the city. One shell hit a crowded cafe, causing the heaviest casualties in a single incident since the Sarajevo marketplace bombing in February 1994. The Deputy Chief of Staff of the UN's Nordic Battalion, Major Mats Strom, had the latest casualty figures this morning.
There was the shelling, and the shelling in Tuzla took place in the middle of the city, and there was a lot of casualties. Today we think there is about 68 dead and about 200 wounded.
Today's airstrike was authorized at 8:30 in the morning and was carried out at 10:30. But the Bosnian Serbs have continued to attack Sarajevo. They're also believed to have carried out threats to take peacekeepers hostage, UN spokesman in Sarajevo Alexander Ivanko reports.
There were a number of shells that detonated in Sarajevo, we understand, but probably could be a rocket slammed into an apartment building. We have reports of civilian casualties. We also have two UN military observer teams in Lukovica and in Pale that we think have been detained.
As well, the Serbs have surrounded four heavy weapons collection points outside Sarajevo. They've laid landmines and are preventing more than 85 peacekeepers guarding the weapons collection points from leaving. A Serbian Sarajevo spokesman said there'd been no direct threat against the troops, and negotiations were continuing for their release. Mr. Ivanko said Bosnian government forces had shown commendable restraint in their response to the Serb attacks on Sarajevo. There had been some return of fire, but there was no evidence that the government was using heavy weapons banned from the exclusion zone surrounding the city. However, the Serbs are continuing to use heavy weapons inside the zone, which makes them liable to further NATO airstrikes under the terms of an ultimatum issued by Mr. Akashi, which expired at midday today. The airstrikes of the last 2 days are the first for 6 months. Spokesman Fred Eckhart said at this morning's press briefing that they represented a new strategy brought about by the increasingly serious situation in Bosnia. He said there was a fundamental review of the mission's objectives and mandate in connection with the reports that the Secretary-General will soon put to the Security Council.
We weren't able to go anywhere with our mandate. This is an attempt to get the two sides to get serious about the peace process again, or else they can't count on us being around indefinitely.
And that's our report from UN Radio on the former Yugoslavia for Friday, May the 26th. I'm David Ballam.